the wages were so low, wasn't they?
Yes.
Well, we didn't think they were low. We
well,
got
compared,
with them and
comparatively speaking, I suppose they were fair. I mean, my rate when I went there, you would say, I mean, rates in the prison industry didn't move for 20 years. My rate until I got to a man was young was £3.11.
Yeah.
And this was considered good money.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, you said the union rate was good.
Yeah, it was considered good for the area. I mean, a skilled engineer, I mean, men that used to come and put our machines up, their rate was 55 shillings a week, that's all. Mind if they come out, you know, they made a bit on the side.
Yeah.
But if they were working back in their factory. So it was combined, but of course we were always at a disadvantage in this area because the railway works, all the trade were there and more. Well, the most of people go with ours, but
they
earn
more than the
doctors. They all earn more than the doctors. You know, I mean, the skilled men.
Yeah.
Not skilled. Yeah. I think that's about the unskilled money would go with our landed work. I think it's 50 shillings.
Which was when was that?
This was between the war, more than one between the war, from 1921 to up to 39. Well, the only major change in any rates for all the while I was on wages, I went on the staff in 1942, was we changed from a 48 hour week to a 45 day, not to pay so I had the rate went up.
Yeah.
And that was in 1937.
Yes, because
we'd
started off at 50 something.
Well,
30, hearing last night, it was 30, very long
now. Yes,
well,
when
something like that.
Yes. Mind you, the printing industry cut it before break was working before most. But the when I can remember then the lad, it was always the railway work starting at 6 o'clock in the morning. Corporate hunting starts was 6 o'clock.